Zwelin Zimavavi, the General Secretary of SAFTU. Zwelin Zimavavi, where do you sit with the ANC's desire for the last 10 years to reform the mandate of the Reserve Bank? Lesitja Khanyaho implying today that it's dangerous and the wrong thing to do. What's your view?
Well, for all of us who are confronting the reality of a South Africa that is sitting in an infamous position one when it comes to unemployment rate amongst industrializing and industrialized nations of the world, we will continue to argue that when the Reserve Bank looks at protecting the currency, it has to take into consideration the extraordinary levels of unemployment in South Africa. Secondly, when it considers its growth path, it has to consider that South Africa is sitting at the position number one when it comes to youth unemployment, position number one when it comes to inequalities in society. We're sitting as position number one. Having said so, and again, the Reserve Bank of the United States have a very explicit mandate, and that mandate they are pursuing, that interest rates, inflation has to be, have to infect the unemployment rate. This thing that the Reserve Bank governor of South Africa says, that there is no target, there is no numbers that we're talking about from the Constitution perspective is wrong. And you can't even say that without considering.
Okay. There's a massive ideological divide then between the trade union movement that wants jobs created, and of course the Reserve Bank would like jobs created, National Treasury would like jobs created. I think the Reserve Bank governor's point here is that, you know, you can do what you like with monetary policy, it's not going to create the jobs. And if you try to relax monetary policy to a point where you get a bit of inflation coming in that you lose control of, it does long-term damage to corrode workers' salaries. Therefore, the problem isn't the Reserve Bank's problem to solve. It's a government policy problem to solve, and it's government policy that is not working to create the jobs. We're focusing in the wrong place, aren't we?
The Reserve Bank activity must work together with the government industrial strategy policy. And it can't be the other one moves into this side, the other one is going to the opposite direction. Here's the crisis we are facing with today's announcement, just to show that is misleading the society, that today we're going to end up with a 10.7% to as a consumer commercial bank rate that we're going to be charged, 10.75%. Tell me how many people are going to lose their homes, their cars, and everything that they purchased through higher purchases. Secondly,
this interest rate, though, as well as Zimavavi, is along the lines of historical averages. This isn't an unusual break the bank interest rate. We've come from unusually low interest rates and unusually low inflation because of the complexities of the health crisis and the global meltdown. We're now going back to normal. This isn't massively unusual. This isn't break the bank stuff. If this is going to break you, then that's a failure of your own personal financial planning, and you didn't think hard enough when you make those purchase decisions. This, again, isn't the Reserve Bank's fault.
Let's make one thing clear. No union or any worker representative can ever argue that the Reserve Bank should do nothing about hyperinflation in the economy. That would be stupid. But at the same time, we're saying that the interest rates that they are using as a blunt instrument to keep the inflation into an inappropriate target of between 3 and 6% is choking the economy. Is in fact one of the real reasons why this economy is not growing. We think that the Reserve Bank is using the wrong instrument. For example, we are saying that the Reserve Bank should consider that part of fighting inflation must be to say to the industrialists in South Africa, which are currently using not full capacity, they are spending or they are using 21% lower than they could, that they must use that 100%. They must invest 100%. The investment strike must come to an end. And once we are able to produce enough goods in society that are demanded, we will be able to fight inflation without having to resort to this blunt instrument of rising interest rates in order to drive the rates of inflation down. That's the...
Sorry, Zwelinzi Mavavi, we're out of time, but thank you for making your point. The Reserve Bank governor disagrees. You disagree with the Reserve Bank governor. The Reserve Bank governor would like the inflation target lower. He'd like it between 2 and 4%, because that way you control inflation. If you control inflation, you control the buying power of the currency. You keep inflation in check. Trade unions say, no. Hold on a second. You can tolerate a bit of inflation. And that's fine until it runs out of control.